Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything, and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together. It's Arrested Development. Michael was heading off to work when his son, George Michael, reminded him of a yearly tradition.
Hey, don't forget me.
For what?
It's bring your daughter to work day. Unless you had a daughter I don't know about, I'm your girl.
Michael had first made this joke when George Michael was six.
She's not my daughter, but it's about as close as I'm going to get.
I'm a good little girl.
It was a joke Michael was starting to grow concerned about, as it had not worn well with age.
Hey, Dad, they're out of sanitary napkins in the ladies' washroom.
Weird kid.
I don't think this year's such a good idea. You know, you're getting older and you're...
Yeah, right. Pretty soon I'm going to have to start wearing a bra. Right, Dad? All right, give me 1 minute.
Really? Let's not this year.
Cannot kill this joke. Hey, shouldn't you be getting dressed?
Nope. Going with my dad to work today.
Hey, Peanut Buttercup.
This is work, watching entertainment news.
Well, excuse me, Michael, for not raising the perfect daughter that you did. I indulged this ritual for years in Boston.
As a psychotherapist, Tobias was on the forefront of the self-esteem movement.
But there's like this longing, this pull. I mean, does that make me, you know, like some kind of...
homosexual.
Maybe, please. She's right, though. You probably are a homosexual.
So maybe this is what you're going to do this year? You're going to watch him watch TV?
Behind the scenes at Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, bless her. It's like she knew what I was going to do next.
It's here. Girls with low self-esteem, Newport Beach.
From the act I did on the beach over spring break.
Job had recently done a magic show where he had made the Bluth family yacht disappear. It was spring break, and the act was filmed for the popular video series Girls with Low Self-Esteem.
This puts me back on top of the old magic career, though.
Hang on, Job, you're not going to put that in. There's nudity on that, maybe. Why don't you go upstairs and get dressed?
I must warn you, Michael, she doesn't respond well to strict directives.
All right.
That was odd.
Not really. Kids love boundaries. I mean, look at these girls. Is this what you want?
Oh, God, no.
Because this could be where your daughter's headed.
Oh, no, no. I don't want this for maybe either, no.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
It was a wild time on the beach. And if you like magic, look away. The only thing this guy could make fly away was the crowd.
Douche chill.
I can't believe they used that part.
The one part where I screw up. It's not like they used the part where I made the yacht disappear.
Sunk the yacht. Blew it up, sunk it.
We sure did.
We? No. I gave you permission to use the yacht. You blew it up.
Yeah, well, if you give someone permission to use a tissue, you can't be upset if they blow their nose. Right? I mean, right?
Lindsay, new outfit?
This? Nah, had this for years. I think it's a hand-me-down from Mom.
Got a price tag right there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you wanted me to have something new. Sweet old thing.
Only two of those words describe Mom, so I know you're lying to me.
Fine. I bought it before we went broke, okay? I just haven't worn it yet.
What about the outfit yesterday?
Old thing gave it to me.
Where are you getting all the money?
It's not costing you anything, Michael.
Unless you're stealing or working, I'm pretty sure it is.
That's right. I stole it.
In fact, Lindsay, tired of wearing last year's fashions, went to an upscale department store and in a moment of desperation, applied for a job.
Can I have a job application, please?
But she was ashamed of being a shop girl and was relieved when Michael gave her the out.
Well, they expect a certain amount of theft, Michael. It's built into the price. If I didn't take it, then people would be overpaying for nothing.
So you're telling me that you walked into a store without anyone noticing, took an entire outfit?
There's no way that you could do sleight of hand that well. I don't even think that I could do it.
Yeah, I've seen your tape. Lindsay, this is appalling.
What do you use for misdirection?
Misdirection?
Yeah, I mean, if you're so good at magic, what do you have them looking at to divert their attention?
Well, I don't know. My ass.
My ass? You're lying.
No, I'm not.
You're going to take that back.
No, I'm not. This has nothing to do with you. You know my father.
No, our father is in prison for stealing, remember? Which might not be a bad place for you to get used to.
Michael, it was shoplifting and I'm white. I think I'm going to be okay.
Shoplifting? Cool, can you take me?
No, hey, not cool. You know what? Maybe you're going to come with me to work today. You're going to be my daughter. You're going to have a role model in your life who is honest, who doesn't steal, doesn't lie, and, I don't know, watch entertainment news.
Michael, don't worry about it, okay? She's not going to go with you.
Okay.
Great.
That was on.
Gonna teach you two a little something about hands-on parenting.
Hey, Dad, you think this purse goes with this outfit? Where'd my dad go?
Douche chill.
And so Michael took his niece to bring your daughter to work day.
You can just drop me off at the mall.
Oh, no, you're really coming with me. You're gonna learn a little something about hard work. Hey, baby, baby!
Okay, so you can run faster than me, but you can't make me work.
No one's making you do anything, you know? It's just a chance for us to spend some time together. Learn about business. You know, you might find that you're good at things you didn't even know about. See that? Who knew you were such a good little climber? Now listen, let's make this fun, okay? We're family. What is better than hanging out with family? It's my mother. Hey.
She called you, huh? I guess I'm not good enough for your husband.
What? What's going on?
Okay. Mother wants someone to go to my soccer game with. She don't want other soccer moms think that she a single mother. She old school.
I liked it better when he just said "and young."
Hey, Mom, why can't Buster pretend to be your escort? That's the way he's got it in all his cartoons.
They already know he's my son.
I wouldn't go even if you asked. You didn't let me play soccer as a child. Why should I have to sit and cheer Anyang? Anyang never cheers me.
Go, fatty.
Stop it! He's your little brother!
No, he's not! I came out of you! He did it!
Can you not call me with these little things, please? The office is a mess. I still haven't replaced Kitty.
Michael had recently fired his father's longtime assistant, Kitty.
Michael Bloom is threatening me!
It had not been a clean break.
So I got a lot of work to do. Plus, it's bring your daughter to work day.
Oh? Where is George Michael?
I told him not to come. I thought it was more important to bring maybe this... damn it. Can you just find somebody else, please, to look like your husband?
In fact, there was someone else who looked like Lucille's husband, his twin brother, Oscar.
Lucille.
And although she knew it was wrong to play with his heart...
Oscar, it's Lucille.
She really didn't want to go to the soccer game alone.
I need you.
And back at the model home, three of the Bluth men struggled with their manliness.
You know, I mean, I make these jokes about being a daughter for my dad. I know I'm a man. It's his insecurity, not mine.
There's no security at that store. That's how she was able to shoplift. Probably don't even have a regular security guard.
Well, of course I could get a job as a security guard. I mean, if I have to have a job to impress my daughter, if she needs something that butch.
Yeah, I can hang out with my uncles. I mean, three men. What's butcher than that?
I'm going to the mall.
Me too.
Yeah, maybe a new pair of shoes will cheer me up.
And now I'm filling out an expense report so I can sleep well at night knowing that I have been honest. You're not asleep.
I was.
You were not. You know,
I would like to see if you could go one day without telling a lie.
Just one whole day without being like your mom.
What's in it for me if I do?
You'll win my respect.
Good night.
And $50.
Fine. I'll do it if you do it.
Not a girl. This is going to be fun.
I win.
We're looking for Michael Bluth.
That's me. I'm Michael Bluth.
I'm Officer Taylor. This is Officer Carter. Our daughters, Tammy and Monica.
Oh, God, where do they go?
I'm on it.
How can I help you?
Well, we're here investigating the disappearance of Kitty Sanchez. Apparently, you're the last person to see her. Alive. Or around town or whatever.
I don't know anything about that. I do know that she was my secretary, but she left. Or I fired her.
Did you ever threaten her?
No. God, no. Of course not.
Michael Bloom is threatening me!
I did. I threatened her at a restaurant, but, you know, it's a restaurant, so.
Yep.
Certainly she's been seen since then.
Not alive. Or dead. Or whatever. We'd love to speak with you down at the station.
Sure. You know, I'm happy to cooperate, but I really don't know anything more than you know. You know, I certainly didn't kill her and drop her in a back bay. Boy, I hope that's not what happened to her.
I'm sure it isn't. Please send Officer Davis and we'll have her in the back bay.
So you killed Kitty, huh?
No, I didn't kill Kitty, but I will go down to the station and answer those nice men's questions. You know why? Because I have no secrets to hide because I'm an honest man. And apparently a fun one. Let's go see what's going on in the back room.
Those are the last words Kitty ever heard.
Hey, guys, what are you doing? It's bring your daughter to work day.
Yeah, that's my Caitlin.
Okay, there is work to be done. We get back to it? Thank you. Oh, and has anybody seen or heard from Kitty lately?
I think that's her right behind you there.
Oh my God, that is Kitty.
And that's the boat that Uncle Joe blew up. Hey, now you have something to tell him at the station.
Tobias sought out a security position at the nearby mall.
I do know stage combat if the partner is willing and a bit more petite than I. But I have a daughter to impress, and I need this job.
Well, it's going to be a couple days before we can get you your gun license. So, you'll have to use mine.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Job had taken George Michael on a mysterious errand.
What are we getting? Is it something for a magic trick?
In a way.
It's cool. You know, it's so great to be hanging out with you. There are certain things that I can talk to you about that I can't really with my dad. Like, were you ever awkward around girls?
What do you mean? Like if there were three of us and I didn't know where to start? No, I think I did pretty well. Not a lot of complaints, if you know what I mean. At least, I'm from the girl.
You're saying I should just be myself?
And we had to drive her home, so I think I did pretty good. Pretty damn good. Hey, guy.
Yes, sir.
How many mice will $13 buy?
Four.
And at the prison, George Sr. had a surprise visit.
Fun to check in and make sure you're aware that your ban on organized sports in this family has been violated.
Ban on organized sports?
You know, they wouldn't let me sign up for anything when I was a kid.
Is that what you've been thinking all these years? No. You were just a turd out there. You know, you couldn't kick and you couldn't run, you know. You're just a turd.
Prison has destroyed the way you talk. If that's what it takes to impress these guys around here, then they are not your friends. Anyway, Anyang's playing soccer. But I guess I should just ignore it. Look the other way as Mom and Uncle Oscar and Anyang have the perfect little family
and they just run around. Whoa, Oscar? My brother Oscar? Oscar's been coming around?
No touching!
No touching! You listen to me. You got to take care of this Oscar situation. You get him out of there, all right? You make him wish that he'd never shown that ludicrous head of hair and that nice face of his.
I will do it, Dad.
Good. Put it there.
Her self-esteem, through the roof.
And Michael arrived at the police station with Maybe.
I got here as quickly as I could. I didn't know you had a daughter.
I don't.
I thought you wanted me to call you Daddy.
Why don't you wait for Daddy in the car? All right, what do we have here?
Job sunk the yacht. Last time Kitty was seen, she was getting onto it. It's on tape.
Ooh, did you see this?
Yep.
Ooh, chills. Where do I keep getting these bruises?
Barry.
Okay, until we get all the facts, don't say anything that can incriminate you. Or me. Just try to keep me out of this. Why? Both of you.
No, what do you tell? We don't lie in this family. Maybe why don't you get a soda?
Okay.
If I lie in front of her, it costs me $50. I do think that we should lie.
Meanwhile, Lindsay was at work and starting to get jealous that her daughter was at work with Michael.
Oh, hello, Michael. I know you think I'm such a horrible mother, but I was just seeing how my daughter was doing at work.
She's making lots of friends already. Can you help me there, please?
It was at this moment that Job and George Michael arrived at the store.
You know, say what you will about America, $13 still gets you a hell of a lot of mice.
Who said anything bad about America?
No, well, I meant. So what are the mice for?
No, that's just for misdirection. We'll see who the sleight-of-hand artist is in this family. Okay, now, when I yell mice, I want you to open this box and I'm going to start stuffing some shirts down your pants.
Shirts? Joe, were we shoplifting?
Mice!
Michael, I'm not as bad an influence as you think I am.
Well, you're not a great one. You're a criminal,
Lindsay. What kind of message does that send?
Ruth, we're ready to question you now.
That's what I am, Michael. I'm a shoplifter. I've got a whole bag of clothes I shoplifted.
But Tobias was now a guard. And a surprisingly cat-like one.
Wow. Guess we didn't need the mice.
Freeze.
While the rest of the blue... were in police custody, Lucille was with her brother-in-law.
I am blown away that you called me and that we're together and my camper made it all the way up here. Do you think it's safe over there? Because I only have a hanger for a lock.
What are they going to take?
The one can of Comet you've got in there?
Oh, your tongue is as sharp as your body is still talking.
What are you doing, Oscar? This is a children's soccer game, not Woodstock.
That was another era, huh? Music and the pot. Excuse me, I need to go to the camper for just a quick sec. Open!
Hey, Uncle.
Hey, Buster. No.
I came here to say something. You do not belong here. My mother's been spoken for. You know, I may never have played organized sports, but I am a man. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
But you... I never meant to break up your family. Your mom called me for a reason, and I don't think she's happy.
No, she's happy. She's just mean all the time.
No, Uncle, let me get you. I'm a man.
Michael submitted to the detective's questions.
You haven't seen any evidence of Miss Sanchez or where she might have gone?
I have no idea. None.
Are you willing to take a polygraph to that effect?
Are you nuts?
Not without a better lawyer.
You're holding out on her.
Fantastic.
Now Emma's awake.
You know what? Let me take care of this.
Please.
Kitty had evidence against your father, and you didn't want that to come out. But now you've got bigger problems, my friend. So why don't we make a deal?
What, I give you evidence against my father and you pretend that I didn't kill Kitty? I mean, I didn't kill Kitty. Hello? Oh, hey, George Michael. I'm sorry, in your pants? I'll be right there. My son has an emergency.
You know, there's a Grover book. I can't hold it in. Work for us.
Buster emerged from Oscar's trailer with a newfound sense of manliness, and then received a serendipitous gift.
Kick it back! If you can kick, fatty.
I'm a man.
Buster realized he may have just scared away a man who supported him in the way he'd always hoped his own father would. And Michael headed over to the mall.
So what the hell is this, huh?
Dad, I didn't know we were shoplifting, okay?
Shoplifting? What's the matter with you, Joe?
What's the matter with me? She's the shoplifter.
I wasn't shoplifting, you twit.
Yes, thanks to me.
No, I work here. At least I used to. They fired me because they thought I was helping this idiot shoplift. Also, they said I wasn't a very good sales girl. You can't be serious.
A sales girl. I knew it. I knew you couldn't pull it off. There's only one magician in this family, and that is me.
Yeah, and you got caught by a 13-year-old girl.
You know, this is why I'm constantly asking you to stay away from my son.
Yeah, well, it's not like you were there to spend any time with me, Dad, because I'm not daughter enough for you.
George Michael, I'm always there for you, okay? It's just you're getting a little too manly for bring your daughter to work day.
Dad, that's what makes it funny.
I also wanted to give maybe a good role model for a change.
I guess you looking out for her is probably something she could use.
Where is Maybe?
Michael realized he had to get to the police station before they got a hold of Maybe, to whom he'd promised $50 to tell the truth.
I've put a bounty on my own head.
But Maybe's instincts to lie returned.
Hey, you can't go in there.
No, it's okay. I'm Detective Fellow's daughter.
Oh, sorry. It's 435. And that opens any door in the building.
Great, thanks.
and it was there that Maybe discovered the key to Michael's freedom.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
Maybe. What'd she say?
I said there's a tape of Kitty Gang on the boat, and that you guys blew it up. I told them the truth, like you told me.
Atta girl. That's right, that's the truth. That's everything that we know.
You're free to go.
Great! Here we go. What the hell just happened in there?
Relax, they got nothing on you. They're bluffing. Kitty's alive, I just saw her in the back room. They just want to get you scared so you testify against Pop-Pop.
Unbelievable. Oh, that's great. You just told them the truth. They let us walk. Guess I owe you $50, huh?
Yeah, it'd save your money. Kitty's got a lot of evidence, and she thinks that you tried to kill her. So you're probably going to need a better attorney.
I hate bringing your daughter to work day.
On the next Arrested Development, Tobias loses his security job trying to solve the store's mice problem. Lindsay, now without a job, goes with her initial instinct.
Mom, we're going to be late for practice.
And Anyang exacts his revenge.
Where is everybody?
Heads up, baddie!